Yeah, look, we had a budget, Catherine, passed of over 80 million. There is a lot of positives. There are a lot of positives in the 2025 budget in Sligo County Council. There's an increase of about 4 million gone into the overall budget. But one aspect that is extremely disappointing, as you've outlined, is the level of funding going into festival and events in County Sligo. And when I say that, we're probably one of the least funded arts, festival and events sectors in the country for festival and events. There'll be a scheme open, and it opens every year. It's around 53,000. And that's the total pot in terms of festival and events in County Sligo. That's what every event has to compete with. And about 23,000 of that, 53 comes from Fáil to Ireland, and the rest is a top-up from Sligo County Council of around 30,000. So it's an extremely small budget. When we know the costs of insurance have increased, the costs of venue hire or marquees, for example, have gone up. The costs of artists and bands have gone up. Production costs have gone up. Site setup costs in terms of labour, electricians, contractors have gone up. Marketing costs have gone up. But we haven't increased the budget in Sligo County Council for many, many years. And it's extremely disappointing at a time when rates have been increased in County Sligo. Property tax has been increased. I didn't support that myself. We haven't seen an increase in this sector. And it's a sector that's been left behind in terms of County Sligo. And it's a critical piece in County Sligo. We rely on our arts, we rely on our festival and events, and we will continue to see a drop-off in festival and events unless we put money where our mouth is. And we can't continue talking about festival events until we resource them adequately. And there is a huge lack of investment going into this section or sector in County Sligo.
And why do you think festivals and events seemingly aren't being prioritised in terms of funding then?
Well, that's a very good question, because we're talking about it for years. The staff in Sligo County Council, who I talk to, want more resources. And they're trying to divvy out minute pieces of money to festival events. And we must remember that many of these festival events are run by volunteers who take loan facilities or credit facilities, put their names against it from Club Credo or their bank or their credit union, with the anticipation that the event is going to be extremely successful. But they're not being resourced, they're not being funded like other local authority areas, and I'm not clear if it's a lack of understanding within the local authority or among some members of Sligo County Council, but I'm very clear. This is an underfunded sector in County Sligo. We continue to fail it. We don't adequately resource it, and we continue to have a drop-off in events at a time when Queen Maeve Square, we've invested millions into it as a taxpayer, and we require more events in our towns and our villages right now to increase footfall, to help and support the ratepayers across our towns and villages and support businesses in them. And festival events don't have to be alcohol-related events. They can be any event, from an arts event, a cultural event, a heritage event, and we don't adequately resource them. And we have events crying out for money now for 2025 in County Sligo. And we must remember that this is a time where we're going to launch our first ever festival event strategy in County Sligo. It's due to be launched in quarter one 2025. And apparently, we've been told that there's no extra resources or a strategy. So it appears it's a tick box exercise. But we have to be real about this. If we want festival events to stay, make them sustainable, to grow, for new events to start up, we have to be serious about funding them and have a funding model in place to adequately resource them. And Sligo County Council continues to fail festival events in this county, has done for many, many years. It's why many events have fallen, gone by the wayside. And it's going to continue into the future until we're serious about it. And the members of Sligo County Council also need to play their part and realise that we're continuing to fail events in the County of Sligo.